This shiur has been dedicated L'chavad HaRav Daniel V'Rivka Westreich V'Yalidei Beisam Yehi Ratzayin Sheyizku L'Toyra U'L'Hatzlacha V'Nachas L'Oyrach Yamim V'Shanim Toivim V'Noyim.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
I'd like to discuss in Yetz Hashem this shiur the sugya and daf kuf chof. The Gemara, based on the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Orva Roitiv, discusses the halacha of macholos asuris that are salads, and they would change form. Let's say macholos asuris that are salads that change into liquids, and vice versa, macholos asuris, let's say dam, which is a liquid which was which congealed or which was frozen. And even though it doesn't sound very halacha l'maisa, whether you can eat chelev, which is nobody, none of us are eating chelev, which was liquidized, or eating dam, which was congealed, but a deeper look at this sugya yields many peiros, both in the Yesodos and Machlokes Asuros, and, interestingly enough, in real halacha l'maisa. So I'd like to discuss this sugya somewhat in depth. The Gemara says it's in the middle of the Amud Kufchof Amud Aleph. The Gemara wants to know about the case that I mentioned above, the Chelev, Himches HaChelev Gomoy. Somebody melted Chelev Gomoy and he swallowed it down. Is he over the lav of Chelev or not? Amre Shlokish Amakro, the Gemara brings the Pasuk, Nefesh. The Pasuk in Tzav that discusses the Issur of Chelev says Nefesh Kisoichal, Nefesh L'Rabbi Sashreisa. Why does it have to say Nefesh? It's the unusual wording of the Pasuk that the Nefesh is over. So the Gemara says it means any time that he's Nofash, any time that he has the, so to speak, the refreshment value of that Chelev, which obviously he would get the nutrients of the Chelev, both if he ate it in liquid form or if he ate it in solid form. Therefore the halakha is that he's over either way. L'Rabbi Sashreisa. Tosfos here asks a fundamental question. As we'll see, this will lead us into many different halachas. Tosfos asks a kasha, why does the Gemara need a pasuk that a machol sasuris l'rabbi sashoisa? Vim taimet, Tosfos divre mask l'rabbi sashoisa. Vim taimet v'lom likro hoshtiyo b'chlal achilu. Tosfos brings a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chof Gimel. Pasuk is speaking about achilas maisuris, and the pasuk says over there, V'ochaltel lefnei Hashem lekecha, and the pasuk, one of the things that the Torah calls under the heading of V'ochaltel is tiroishcha, which the Gemara says refers to wine. And the Gemara says that you see from there that the Torah put under the term achilo even things that are drunk, wine, shtiyas yayin. So if as a clown, the Gemara says over there in Shavuos Daf Chof Gimel, that tells us that b'chol ha'tayr kula shsiya b'chlal achilav. If a person makes a shvuah shelo yoichal, he's also not allowed to drink. So Tosfos says, why do I need a specific pasuk over here, nefesh l'rabbis ha'shoyis? It should be enough that shtiya b'chlal achilav. The Torah says, don't eat chalav. That would mean don't drink it also in liquid form. V'yesh lo'im ha'tayr answers. Tohosam b'mili d'shtiya. Over there we're talking about something which is usually ingested in liquid form. Since we're talking about tirosh, wine, so over there I understand, kigoin yayin v'shemen, so over there I understand that the maisa shtiyah, which is the normal way of ingesting that thing, either a cup of wine or oil, there we say that shtiyah b'chlal achila, because it's the usual form of ingesting that thing. However, this is something which is normally eaten. Chelev is not normal to be eaten in a melted form. Normally it's a piece of meat. Vishosilu, and he went and he drank it. That needs a specific pasuk that even in such a case, still the halach is nefesh l'rabbis ha'shoyse. Reb Kiva Eger, if anybody noticed, Reb Kiva Eger is mitzayin on Tosfos to look at a Tosfos in Nido, Daf Lamed Beis, Omer Aleph. And over there, Tosfos approaches this from a different angle. And he seems to say another fundamental nekuda. Till now, what we have is Tosfos answering that there's a difference between things that are normally drunk, that we would say the klal of shtir b'chlal achila, anything which is normally eaten, the fact that one could be over by drinking that thing in liquid form would need a specific pasuk of nefesh. Tosfos in Nida Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph answers, somewhat similarly to our Tosfos, but with a little bit of a different twist. Tosfos says that Zol Zayin, there's a klal of shtiyah b'klal achila, that a maisa shtiyah is defined in halachic terms as a maisa achila. That could be. However, the wine itself, when the Torah says tirosh, wine is definitely tirosh. Tirosh refers to wine. Who says that a piece of chelev in liquid form is chelev? It could be that if you say that it's chelev, that we would say then that the maisa shtiyah is b'chlal achila. That's called yu'ayv and lav of lo yoichal kol chelev. But who says it's called chelev? Maybe once it loses its proper form, once it's melted, it loses its shame as chelev. It's not machal zazurus anymore. Even if you said that the maisa shtiyah is considered a maisa achila, but maybe it's not chelev. On that, I need a positive nefesh. The rabbi says hashoisa. Not that the maisa shtiyah is b'chlal achila, but to say that chelev, as long as it's still in the form of nefesh, that it's giving refreshment, it's giving nutrients of chelev, it's still considered a piece of chelev. So this is somewhat of a different word. Tosfos and Amud Beis by us and Kuf Chof Amud Beis seems to say a third mahalach in the name of the Rashbam. Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Hechad Lavisa Abomei Elov Tanan B'Teicha Dvorim brings somewhat of a different approach to the Rashbam, and he says this would answer up this question. He says that when one takes a piece of chelev and one melts it, so the entire chelev that used to be here is still here. The chelev is now here in liquid form, but it's still that chelev. It seems to be the opposite of the text that we just mentioned, Nida, who says that maybe chelev, as soon as you melt, is not chelev. He says chelev, if it's melted, is still that chelev. However, the fact that the Torah over here is marba nefesh l'rabish des hashoyse would not tell us shtiyah b'chlal achilah. If a person takes a grape, the grape is maisa sheni, and a person squeezes that grape, and out comes wine. Is the wine the entire tamtzis, the entire essence of the grape? No. A certain amount of the grape is left behind. So who says that when one drinks wine, that would be considered a partaking, an achila of the grape? The grape is the kedushas maisa sheni, what's chal, on the fruits that grew on the vine, which are the grapes, not the wine. Now to take that wine and consider that a proper form of achilas maisa sheni is somewhat of a chiddush. So he says fakir. He says that nevesh l'rabz hashay would only go on things where the entirety of that original macholus asurus was ingested. But where we could look at the thing that was being eaten and saying that was not the original thing that had kedushas maisa sheni. Over there, who says that we would say l'rabz hashay? So over there we need a separate pasuk that shtsiya b'chlal achila. This is the way the Rashbam says. So again, we have three distinct concepts in front of us, bedivrei bali hatosfos. One approach is to look at the two levels of shtiyah b'chlal achila, in terms of that the simple level is things that are normally drunk, and over there it would be easier to say shtiyah b'chlal achila, which the chiddush of our sugi is that we would say shtiyah b'chlal achila, even where that's not the normal maisa. The chiddush of our sugi is in defining a maisa which normally would be done, something that would normally be done with a maisa achila. The maisa shtiyah is also called a maisa achila. Legabi the maisa achila. The second mahaloch would be to approach it from the angle of Tais the Nido, to say that the chiddush that's in our sugi is not legabi the maisa achila, but legabi the Michael itself, is that still called chelev or is it not called chelev? The third approach to the Rashbam would also be dealing with the thing itself, but from a faket angle, from the opposite approach. Where if something is not in its original form, that doesn't bother us. As long as you're still eating that thing, you're eating the entirety, you're eating distilled chelev. If somebody would take orla, it would take a fruit of orla and it would melt, and he would eat it, he's eating distilled arlo. But when something is squeezed out of a fruit, it's only the essence of the fruit, it's only the wine that comes from the grape, there maybe that would not be called the chefetz, which is nechal, the chefetz, which has a din of machal zasuris, or a din of achilas maizu sheni. Who said that would be a kiyum of achila? On that we need a separate pasuk. And this third mahalach leads us, and that's actually where the Tosfos is, on Amud Beis, into the crucial sugyan of Kuf Chof on the base, where the Gemara discusses different psukim, where the different isurim, one is over by eating not the fruit which would be also to eat, but by eating the juice of the fruit. The Gemara talks about truma, if a zor, if Yisrael eats truma, or the Gemara talks about bikurim, the Gemara talks about orla, and so on and so forth. Tevel, Chodesh, Hegdesh, Shvias, Klayim, Kulam Mashkin Ayotzimem Kemoisom. This is a Machlokes Tanoim. It's Machlokes Tanoim, Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. Whether Mashkin Ayotzim Mipri has the severity of eating the Pri itself. Understandably, it's definitely not mutim. The question is whether it would have all the ramifications. The Moshe of somebody eats Truma. The halacha is that he has to pay back the truma plus a knas of a chaymish. Would that be true also if somebody took an apple of truma and somebody made apple juice out of it and somebody drank the apple juice? This is a machlokes Reb Elazar and Reb Yeshua. We paskin like Reb Yeshua that the halacha is mashkin hayotzei me'aperis is potter. This is the way we paskin l'gabi all those above mentioned in truma bikur. What's nageh halacha l'mais is the gemara on the base is discussing different cases, shviyas and so on and so forth. Chodosh, Hegdish and Shvius, and this was a subject of great controversy. It's not clear how the Rambam paskins. The Rambam seems to say, Lagabi certain machols asurois, paskins like a Beleza, Lagabi others he paskins like a Bishua, the Noisekelim on the Rambam have an Arichus Gedoilo, and how to accept La Halocha and which of these dinim to accept La Halocha is a subject that the Achronim in the late 1600s, the early 1700s, talking about Gedele Achrayim, the Pnei Yeshua, the Chacham Tzvi, the Shagas Aryeh, and others. There's a Sefer Minchas Baruch, written in the late 1800s, where half the Sefer literally deals substantively with this issue. And two of the crucial issues that came up was if somebody wants to be makbid on Chodosh, there are those that are makbid on Chodosh, normally the meaning of Chutzlaitz is not to be makbid. Today it's becoming somewhat more popular. There are bakeries that have a supervision, have Ashgocha as being Chodesh free. And the Shaila was posed by those who want to be Makben on Chodesh. What about Dvar Mayotzin? The question basically came up by grain whiskey, where the grain that was used was Chodesh. They used fresh grain straight from the field. And they made from that whiskey. Would it be also to drink? What's the problem? The problem is that's not the weed itself. It's only mashkin. Hayoitze me'aperus. Would that have an issur chodosh? More importantly, the question was asked, and this is a famous discussion, whether chomitz has an issur by the mashkin hayoitze me'chomitz, whether it has an issur by yiro by yamotze. It's not clear at all. And for those, in the yeshiva sha'olam, there's a... It's accepted because the Mechiras Chometz was always shrouded somewhat in controversy. And maybe it's considered a Harom Baalm, it's not a real Mechira. And therefore there are those that are Machmed, that anything that's Chometz Gomer. We're not talking here about toothpaste or lipstick or anything that's not Chometz Gomer. But anything that would be Chometz Gomer, besides for not being used on Pesach, where there's also an Issa Bal Yiro not to have in one's possession. And we, Klal Yisrael sells their Chometz. We have too many things in our possession, especially if you own a store, to get rid of it all, to be Mikai and Tashbisu before Pesach, we sell our chametz. There are those that want to be machmir. The few things that are left over at home that are chametz gone, they get rid of it instead of selling it to be machmir. What happens if one has whiskey? One made a simcha and he has three-quarter full bottles of Johnny Walker and other types of scotch. We're talking about a substantial loss of money. Not a few blocks of bran flakes and Cheerios and whatnot, barley for the cholent. We're talking here about could be $150, $200. Is one mechuyev, if one wants to be makbid, not to sell chametz gomer, to throw out grain whiskey? And here again, the same shaila is whether mashkin hayotze me'aperis is considered the essence of the thing itself. This is, again, the shaila had a paskin based on the sugya and omid beis. And one has to look at the poiskim to know exactly what to do. Certain things yes, certain things not. It comes up again by truma, which we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem in a few minutes. What's interesting is that the Gemara learns out the dinim of Rabbi Lozan, Rabbi Shua, that we pass on like Rabbi Shua, that Mashkin HaYetzim HaPeris is not. The Gemara learns this all out of Psukim. The Gemara brings Gzer Shavis, the Gemara brings Hekeshes, Trumas Yodcho, Tovi, it's all Gzer Sakosuv. Whether the Mashkin HaYetzim HaPeris is potter on the chiyuv of eating truma, arla, and whatnot, bikurim, or is it, does it have the same din as the pre itself? The chayra, one cannot compare dinim that are not mavur in the sugya to the cases that are in psukim, because everything is exactly like custom. What's interesting is that the Gemara in Brochus, Taflamid Ches, learns out from Rabbi Shua. Again, Rabbi Shua is the one, and we pass in that way, L'chayra, that Mashkin Ayotzim and Aperos is not the Pri itself. Again, we're discussing this in context of the Taisvisin that we brought up, where it could be that when something is not the fruit itself, it's not the distilled essence of the fruit, but it's only Mashkin that was squeezed out of the fruit, it does not have Aloch of the fruit itself to be considered Truma or Arba. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Ches discusses what Bracha one makes on apple juice, orange juice, whatever it is. And the Gemara says that since we paskin like Rabbi Shua, that the essence that was squeezed out of the fruit, the mashkin ayotzim and apri, is not, does not have a halacha of a pri. The halacha is that on apple juice, orange juice, which is the way we paskin, we make shakal ni'abidvari. We do not make bari pri. The Gemara says, according to Belezer, since it has a halacha of the fruit itself, we would make bari pri ayotz. The Gemara in Psachim Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis also, when the Gemara brings this halacha of Mashkin Ayetzim Napri, the Gemara doesn't call it Exeris of Kosov. The Gemara says that La Halacha, according to Bishur, the reason why one is not over is because Zeyo Ba'almohu. The Gemara defines Mashkin Ayetzim, fruit juice, not as the fruit. All it is Zeyo, literally the sweat. But what it means is it's the secretion of the fruit. It's not the fruit itself. And the same way one is not over an achilas truma when one eats the secretion of the fruit, one also does not make bayer priya eitz when one eats the secretion of an apple. It's not a, it's not bayer priya eitz. It's shakal ni'a bidvarin. So if the Gemara is defining it in terms of svara as not being a fruit, and the Gemara is saying you can learn out from that the Hilchas Brachos, that means that's not a gzeres hakosuf. It's a definition of what's a fruit and what's not a fruit. So, l'chayra, this would seem to contradict the Gemara that learns it out from Gzeres HaKosov. The Rajman, Brachos Daf Mam Ches, deals with this point. He brings from a Ravid, and he says, obviously one has to say that Chazal understood that the definition, the gather of the Gzeres HaKosov was such that the Gzeres HaKosov is telling us that it's not a fruit. And again, this is what we're saying over from the Rajbam, that the reason why we need a special pasuk of Tirosh to tell us that when one is Mekayim the din of Achilas Ma'aseh Sheni, when one drinks wine, is because, like the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Chav Dalet, even though all fruits, all fruit juice, one does not make more than a shahakal, it's not considered the fruit, it's considered the secretion of the fruit, like we said. Mashenkin Shemen and Yayin, which are the ikr of that fruit, grapes are used primarily to make wine. So that's not, wine is not just the secretion of a grape. Wine is the essence of a grape. Again, it's Exeris HaKosov. The Rashbam, like we said, the third Mahalach that we spoke out, says you need a special pasuk for that, because still, Seif Kosov, it's not the whole grape. The skin of the grape is still left behind. It's not the whole grape. But since it's the Chelek HaKosov of a grape, wine is considered to be the distilled essence of the fruit, of the grape itself, and not just the secretion of the grape. The same goes for shemen. Therefore, the halacha would be if one drinks wine of truma, even according to Rabbi Shua, even though all mashke is zeh ba'almuhu, but tiroish v'yitzar, wine and oil would be considered the fruit itself. So these are some of the halachas, and that is what's negeh halacha l'maisa. Again, like we said, it's a big controversy. L'gabi chometz, l'gabi chodosh. And it's an inyan nirchav, which is discussed also, is that derech achilah, is it not derech achilah? The poskim can discuss if somebody would be eating an apple, would that be considered derech achilah if one would drink apple juice? L'chayr, we would say, since we use apple juice, that would be derech achilah. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chav Dalet seems to indicate that the same way it would be considered zeh ba'alma, that would also be considered shaloi kederech achilah. The Gemara discusses that arlo, which has a special gzeres hakosuf, that one is over, even shalaki derechil, it could be one would be over on the mashkin ayotze, which would seem to be at odds with the our sugya that says that according to Rabbi Shua, one is not over the mashkin ayotze by our law. This needs further study. The Rishonim already deal with this problem. So again, we have different ways of looking at machol sasurois, or even things that, again, mitzvahs, like we said, ma'aseh sheni, or other mitzvahs. Would one be considered as eating the grape when one drinks the wine? Would one be considered as eating the apple when one drinks the apple juice? And the maskonis hayoitzis, again, in terms of the maisachila, like we said from Tosfos and Amud Aleph, or in terms of the essence of the fruit, whether that's considered the fruit itself. In another vein, somewhat connected, not more than somewhat connected, but not specifically connected to our sugya, I'd like to share with you an interesting story. The Briskerov, when he fled Lithuania in 1940, when Briskerov fled through Russia and traveled over boat, over the Black Sea, from Odessa to Turkey, and then took a train through Turkey, and then landed with a, took a boat from Lebanon to, from Turkey, or from Lebanon to Eretz Yisrael. When the, when he came aboard in Eretz Yisrael, so one of the first things, it was a very hot day, and one of the things that he was offered was a cup of fruit juice. Briskerov being the, medaktik b'mitzvahs par excellence, the person who offered the Briskerov the cup of, I don't know if it was apple juice or orange juice or lemon juice, said to Briskerov quickly, it was ibergemeisit. The Rav does not have to worry about meisering. I took meisers myself, and I could testify that trumas and meisers were taken from the fruit, from the juice. The Briskerov added, who said that one could be mafrish? One can be mafresh, trumas, and maestris from juice. Briskerov later explained, and this has become somewhat of an accepted by those that follow all the chumras of the Brisker family, this has become somewhat of a shita, that one cannot separate trumas and maestris from fruit juice. What do I mean to say? The Torah talks about the chiyuv to be mafresh, all produce that's grown in Eretz Yisrael is Mukhuyiv and Trumas and Maisis. There's our Isser to eat it, it's called Tevel. One of the Isser that's discussed in our Sugya of Mashkana Yetzir is Tevel. And even though we pass that the Isser Deraisa of Mashkana Yetzir does not exist by the juice of the Tevel, well, Maisa, there is an Isser, one cannot eat it, either Derabon or maybe Deraisa. Well, one cannot drink it Deraisa even though there won't be any Malkis on it, like we pass like a Meshua, but one definitely cannot drink it. It's still Mukhuyiv and Afrosh's Trumas and Maisis. The Briskerov was choishish, he didn't pask in that way, but he was choishish that the, even if we say that there's an iser on the mashkana yoytze from the fruit, but who says that it has a shame pre legabe afroshes trumas? Who, maybe afroshes trumas can only take place on the fruit itself. So we'd be left with an interesting situation. It could be that the, if the, the apple that was used to squeeze out the juice was tevel, and then the tevel apple was used to squeeze out juice. On the one hand, since it's only juice, it's only mashkana yoytze, it's zeh ba'omo. It's only a secretion of the apple. One cannot be mafish trumas, because the halacha of being mafish trumas is only on fruit of Eretz Yisrael, not on the secretion of fruit. But since it was yoytze from something that was aser, it was a dover ha-yoytze from an apple, which was also to eat, then the secretions that came out of that apple would be also similar to this sugi in Bechayres, and it's a shame we should get to it soon. The sugi in Bechayres discusses that eggs that come out of tray for birds are also, because dover ha-yoytze minat tome-tome. If something is yoytze from tevel, it'll be also the drink. It won't be tevel, but it'll be also the drink. So we have fruit juice where, on the one hand, one can't be mafish trumas, on the other hand, it's also the drink as tevel. So then we'll be stuck. So the briskers, what they do is they make sure if they want to drink fruit juice, they get the fruit before it was squeezed. They don't take off trumas after it was already turned into juice. They mafresh trumas and maestris while it's still a fruit, and then they squeeze fruit juice. The Chazon Ish disagreed categorically with this chumra the Briskerov. In his classic nusach, the Chazon Ish said, Tevel is nishken aguna. Aguna is a woman who's stuck, she's married, doesn't have a way out. Her husband disappeared on her. Her husband doesn't want to give her a get. The tevel, the iser of tevel, the Chazon Ish felt, was only an iser in order to aser the fruits before, from achila, before being mafish trumas and maisus. The gzeis hakosuv, that something before afrosh trumas and maisus is also to eat with an iser tevel, is only ad kama that shaykh being mafish trumas and maisus. That's the whole purpose of the iser. Tevel is not naguna, that she's stuck and doesn't have a way out. Either she's in a situation, the fruit, where she's oimid lahafroshes trumas amaisis, and therefore there's a nisa tevel. If you tell me that it's not roif hafroshes trumas amaisis behechrak, the isa tevel falls off. Rashi Yevamos discusses such a concept that the isa tevel and the hafrosha are intrinsically linked up zeh lo zeh, and wherever you don't have one, you don't have the other. So this would is just an interesting controversy that, again, which is chal because of the issue of our sugya of May Peris being Zay Baalmo. So Biskirov felt that you can't be mafish shum samaisis, even though it's mashkin ayyitzim and apri, it might be awesome. That's one, famous nafkamina in this sugya. There's another issue, which, even if you're not a brisker, which most of us are not, but the, Tzibur Neretz Yisrael has a chumrah, the Chaznishnik is, again, most of the listeners on this tab are not Chaznishnik is, but Lahagdil Torah L'Adir we're discussing. Most of those in Bnei Brak, for example, the products which are the Badatz Eid Charedis of Yerushalayim, which is a superlative heksher, has a certain kula that those that follow all the chumras of the Chaznish and Bnei Brak are not willing to accept. And this is what's called the controversy of shemen soya, soy oil. The soy oil that's used in most products, pretzels, pizza, bread, what have you not in Eretz Yisrael, most oil that's used is soy oil. I don't know about the nutritional value, but that's what's used to put most of the grain foods together, most of the snacks specifically. They use soy oil, and in using soy oil, they use oil which was squeezed out of the fruit. It was processed in Chutz Laretz. They bring it to Eretz Yisrael where they do the Gemar Malacha. Meaning to say they're the final processing to make it roy, lishtsia, to make it roy for using in food, they do in Eretz Yisrael. They ship them over in big containers, and they do the final processing in Eretz Yisrael, which makes somewhat of a problem. The halachas of being mafish, trumas, and maisus are chal b'gemar malacha. The halacha is that something which is gemahadig marmalach in chutz lord is not chayv and trumas and maisus. But any fruits which were grown in Eretz Yisrael, which were grown in chutz lord, but had their gemar malach in Eretz Yisrael, midrabonon are chayv and trumas and maisus. And the Chaznish felt that the soy oil, even though the soya itself had a gemar malach, it was roy to eat as soy, you can make any soy product from it, and that was already, it was already in final usable form in Chutz Laretz, but as soy oil, the final processing is in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, when that oil comes to Eretz Yisrael, it needs another Trumas and Maisis, the Badatz Eid Charedis is not makbin this. Why? This is discussed in the Trumas Har Tzvi, from Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Rav Yerushalayim, who brings him a Seirah B'Shem, Reb Shmuel Salant, the Rav Yerushalayim, who was Nifter exactly 100 years ago, and this was already, it seems it goes back a few hundred years to the days of the Chidah, in the mid-1700s, and it goes even further back to the 1500s, Reb Tzal Ashkenazi, the author of the Shita Mekubetzes, discussing Shemen Shumshemin. They also brought, sesame oil. Those days they didn't have soy oil. They used sesame oil, and it's all, again, it was processed. The sesame seeds were picked, harvested, whatever it was, in Chutz Laretz. The oil was extracted in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemar Malacha of the oil was in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemar Malacha of the fruit that it was used for was in Chutz Laretz. Is it Mechuyiv in Trumas and Maisus? Do we look at this as a final product of Eretz Yisrael? Or do we look at this as a final product of Chutz Laretz? And the minig of the Bnei Yerushalayim, the Mesoris of the Rabbanu Yerushalayim, is the paskin that this is considered in its original form as sesame seeds, or the same thing as soya, since it was a final product. In Chutz Laretz, it's not Mechuyiv in Trumas and Maisus. The Badatzei the Charedis ships all this stuff over. The Osem company uses, in croutons and pretzels and bisli, whatever it is, they use this stuff. They use the soy oil without doing, again, Hafroshes Trumas and Maisus. The Chaznishnik is a makbin on this. The subject of the controversy has to do with definition as put down in our sukkah. On the one hand, the Chaznishnik has felt that since most of the, in those days, 50, 60 years ago, most of the soya was used not for soya products, was used for soy oil. So, on the one hand, the fruit itself, so to speak, the produce, the soy, had its final gemar melacha when it became a fruit. When it became a soy, when it became a piece of soy, then one could eat, one could mix into soy frankfurters, and one could eat it as such. In Cain, the gemar melacha of that product was in Chutz Laretz. Why would it be mechuyev in Trumas and Maisus? Felt the Chazan, that was the shita of the Rabban Yerushalayim. The Chazanishnik has said that since it was used, it's not in its original form, but it was used mostly in its distilled form, in the oil that was extracted from the soya, that becomes the ikur usage, similar to what we explained that wine would not be considered a shinui in the tzura, even though mashkin ayotzim in apriya zeh balma. But since most olives and most grapes are used to produce oil and wine respectively, so therefore that is not a shinui, that's not zeyabam, that's not a shinui in the ikatsura of that pri. That is the distilled essence of the pri, like the Rashbam said about a piece of chelev which melts. It might be a different form, but it's the chelev itself. The extracted wine or oil is the fruit itself, because that's what it's used for. Therefore the Chazanish felt that the gemar melacha could only be when it becomes oil, because the oil is the distilled essence of the fruit. Therefore, till it becomes oil, it's not considered gemar melacha, and therefore it's mechuyav b'trumas ha'maisus. I've heard from Rabbonim that even though this was somewhat of a controversy 50, 60 years ago, today this controversy is almost not relevant, because since today the health consciousness of using soy foods has become so popular, since many soy products are not even used in their oil form, but they're used in the food form. So then the gemar melacha is definitely the food itself is definitely the soya. The oil that's extracted goes back to a state of being only zei balma. Since that's not what soy is primarily used as, it's primarily used soy in solid form, not as soy oil in liquid form, then the liquid form is zei balma. So when do we look at the gemar melacha of the fruit of the soya that was produced? When it was finally produced as soy, not when it's produced as oil. So even though the Chaznish Bishaitoi felt that the Gmar Melocha was when it turned into the distilled essence of the soy, meaning to say when it turned into soy oil, today the final product would be considered the soy that was done in Chutz Laretz afterwards. The fact that they bring it to Eretz and they turned that into soy oil would not negate the fact that the Gmar Melocha was in Chutz Laretz, and therefore the Halocha would be, even according to Chaznish, could be if he would be around, he would paskin bizman hazeh, that the soy oil is not considered a final product. It's considered a zeya ba'alma of the final product. It's not mechuyav in trumas and maisus, because the gemar melacha was in chutzlah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.